kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Some more Johnny Thunders right here.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know I can really shut them down.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Young man.
Thank you.
Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check. Made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, support. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Thank you.
City. know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best. She said, hey Jackie, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. pretty girls with all your sweet pretty talk. You can all go take a walk. And I guess I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Tell me a junkie's dream, haha. That I was born 1,000 years ago. I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I'd put on a sailor's suit and a cap. We'll be right back.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Me. Bye. Hey, you are
clown. Whoop. Almost got another one out of me there, Al. Ah, yeah, Happy the Clown, great band. The guitarist from that band is actually bassist in my band, the Thigh Scrapers. The Thigh Scrapers will be playing Friday night, this Friday coming up, at Pete's Bar and Grill in Quincy. We'll be playing along with Doug McDonald Band, Johnny Earthquake, Kenny Highland Air Force, and Tsunami Sound. I think that's it. We'll play a few of them for you. What do I have here? Let's play some Doug McDonald Band and a couple of those other bands I mentioned, huh? It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford.